In our second feature, it is evident that the cuckoo is becoming a rare bird. Lynn Bensley asks, "Will the cuckoo I see be my last?" The article is read by James McGarry.
That Christian hermit, St. Guthlac, 674 to 714 AD of Crowland, furnishes the first written record of the cuckoo in Britain, while "Summer is a-coming in" is the oldest extant song in English, thought to have been composed by a monk about 1250 at Reading Abbey in Berkshire. As much as finding the first primroses and sighting the first brimstone butterfly, the call of the cuckoo is the welcome confirmation that spring has arrived. Up until 1940, the Times regularly featured correspondents claiming to have heard the first cuckoo, an indication of how deeply rooted the bird and its two-note call, which musicologists tell us are the fifth and third notes of the diatonic scale, has become fixed in our national psyche. O blithe newcomer, I have heard, I hear thee, and rejoiced. O cuckoo, shall I call thee bird, or but a wandering voice? While I am lying in the grass, thy twofold shout I hear from hill to hill, it seems to pass, at once far off and near. From To the Cuckoo by William Wordsworth. Few other birds are steeped as much myth and folklore as the cuckoo. It is closely associated with spring festivals, and cuckoo days were celebrated in some places by a fair, such as Heffley Cuckoo Fair in East Sussex. They were often believed to be bringers of good luck or ill fortune, while also being blessed with powers of divination as much as devilry, and have long had an alliance with fairies and fairy lore. It is remarkable just how many urban legends have become attached to this elusive migrant who arrives in April and leaves in July. The cuckoo's habit of laying eggs in the nests of host birds has given rise to the term cuckold, used to describe a man whose wife is unfaithful. Since ancient times, it has been known that the cuckoo parasitizes a range of birds to guarantee its own survival. In the UK, at least 25 species have been recorded as playing host to the cuckoo, though by far the most common hosts are the dunnock, hedge sparrow, robin, reed warbler, meadow pipit, and pied wagtail. The ability of the female cuckoo to lay an egg that mimics the colour and markings of the host bird was essential to avoid rejection. Most host birds are able to detect an egg of the wrong shape or colour and forcibly remove it from their nest. In an effort to avoid detection, female cuckoos have evolved so that each target a specific host. Those that lay eggs mimicking the meadow pipit only lay their eggs in the appropriate nests. Another myth that persists for years was the belief that the cuckoo laid its egg on the ground before transporting it to the host's nest in its bill. It wasn't until 1922 that wealthy industrialist Edgar Chance, who had developed a mania for collecting cuckoo eggs, was able to dispel this myth when he filmed a female laying her egg in a meadow pipit's nest on Pound Green Common in the Wye Forest. The resulting film, The Cuckoo's Secret, created a sensation in the birding fraternity. Chance proved that the female cuckoo would sit in a nearby tree for hours watching the movements of its prospective hosts before alighting upon the nest, where it picks up one of the pipit's eggs before depositing one of its own in its place. The whole process takes less than 10 seconds, and the cuckoo flies off to eat the pipit's egg as if rewarding itself for its devious efforts. It was the pioneer of vaccination, Edward Jenner, also an avid ornithologist, who in 1787 first proved that the newly hatched cuckoo, still naked and blind, was able to eject all rival eggs and young from the nest by positioning them upon its back and pitching them over the side. Aristotle had observed and commented on such behaviour, but few believed him. 2,000 years later, Jenner faced a similar scepticism when he presented his paper to the Royal Society, but soon other field naturalists were able to substantiate his claims beyond all doubt. For the past 50 years, cuckoo numbers have been in serious decline. Since the 1980s, numbers have declined by 65%, and the bird is now on the RSPB's red list. There are now only 15,000 breeding pairs of cuckoos in Britain, but the exact cause of its demise is difficult to ascertain. Pesticides have depleted the number of hairy caterpillars that form the core of their diet, and the loss of habitat both here and abroad and along their migration routes may have played a part. And while climate change has frequently produced a mismatch in breeding times between the host and its victims, experts do not believe these factors are enough to explain the rapid demise. Nowadays, hearing a cuckoo, never mind seeing one, has become an infrequent occurrence. The bringer of spring has fallen silent over many of our woods, fields, and how can the season start without its most anticipated broadcaster?